Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. New King James Version.
2 Chronicles was written in under King Solomon's reign. And a little bit of history on King Solomon. He was granted one request, and he asked that he would have wisdom. And boy, did God give him wisdom. And this was just one of those dreams that Solomon had where God gave him this message. What's really interesting to note about this verse, just in the very beginning of it, says, if my people. So this is addressed to us, God's people. And he's very specific in saying, my people called by my name. So it's very, there's that relationship, that closeness, and God saying, okay, you guys are mine, and you're through and through mine. This is what I need you to do. I need you to humble yourself. I need you to pray and seek my face. I need you to turn from your nasty ways. And in doing this, I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive your sin, and I will heal your land. So these are things that we have to do. And then we break open God's promise at the end of it. I mean, so many of the verses that we read in the Bible are very much a give and take, just like relationships are. I feel like God's just like, hey, you know, you guys do these things, and I will absolutely honor it. Like, I will. Like, if you do this, I'm not going to just tell you to do things that are completely in vain and have no decent results from it, to just have you do it, just to have you manage religious ways about yourselves so that you look good. But this is really, you do this, I'll respond to you.
Yeah, that's good. It's true. It's truly a relationship that he's laying down for us.
So we have to humble ourselves.
It's so hard.
What does that look like for you, Jenny?
Well, I like to think that I'm a humble person, but when it comes down to it, it's a journey. It's every day I am full of humbleness and pride. So it's...
It's a war within yourself, is what you're saying.
It's a war within myself, yes. Well, and it is, especially if it's something that you think you know, or like, I know my kids. Don't tell me how to raise my kids. Like, you know, but at the same time, if I know how to raise my kids and somebody says something that, like, hurts my soul, shouldn't I be able to just still walk in peace with that? That really doesn't jeopardize my motherhood or who I am as a person. Or if somebody says that I'm doing something wrong, you know, ultimately that shouldn't hurt me. That hurts my pride. It doesn't hurt me. Yes. You know, it's not an attack on me, because if I am who I say I am, then, you know, kind of in walking, like, truly humble people don't instantly go into attack mode or fight mode when something is said against them that doesn't rest nicely. You know what I mean? They might not roll over and take it, but they don't react like that angry mob on the internet.
Yes. Now, when we're faced with what we consider some kind of opposition to what we're doing, our reaction does kind of say a lot about where our space is, where our self-pride and self, I mean, as human beings, we are very, you know, my way is the right way. And if anybody has anything else to say about it, then, you know, there's a lot of
pushback. And we want to, we all have this underlying want for community. And we find peace and familiarity. And when people have like things, you know, we want everyone to do and say what we want. Ultimately, that would be a very boring world.
It would.
But we find peace in that. When somebody agrees with us, we feel validated. We feel justified. And we're like, yay. But that's not really true community.
And in order to be humble with just in general and with other people, we have to go, I may not always have all the answers. Mm-hmm. I might not be 100% right about everything that I think and do.
Yeah.
And be open to other people and what they have to say, and be open to a little bit of corrective criticism maybe. And instead of taking that and being angry and defensive, we can take that and go, okay, is there something I can do with this? And I think even humble for me lately has just been just recognizing all my weaknesses, and when I know I need to be, and when I'm put in difficult circumstances, and instead of relying on myself to get through it and to manage it on my own, being humble for me, I guess from what I'm seeing lately, is that I need to just go, you know what? It's God inside me. It's the Holy Spirit inside me that has the strength and the ability to get me through any of these circumstances. And I can rest humbling myself under His care instead of trying to, I can handle this. I can do this on my own. I've got this. And I think it's a heart position. It's a realization that I can't do these things on my own. And it takes a lot of self-reflection and paying attention and an awareness. And it, with all of life's interruptions and craziness and chaos and needs here, needs there, trying to manage it all, it can easily get lost to try to humble ourselves. Because I don't do it right every time. I'm just starting to pick up on it a little bit better, I guess, lately. So
I don't think any of us do it correctly. Well, not that there's really a right or wrong, but it's just a journey. And trying to find, and in the humbleness, though, also praying and seeking God's face in that, so that we do turn from our wicked ways, like this verse says.
As Christians, we are to be doing this three-piece section of the beginning of this verse. We are to humble ourselves, we pray and seek God, and turn from our wicked ways. So it's not just, let me have forgiveness, God, I'm sorry, but then I'm going to go do it again tomorrow, and then I'll just ask you again. Oh, you know.
Yeah, we're supposed to try to turn from that. Sometimes it doesn't happen instantaneously.
It doesn't, no.
But ultimately, we're not supposed to
not
live there.
Yeah, but progress.
Yes. We're not supposed to live in those wicked ways and say, oh, well, it's all covered by grace. That's not really what this is,
verse
is saying.
Obviously
either.
Not what this is saying right here. It says turn from them.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're not going to occasionally stumble or you're not going to still struggle with something. I mean, there's so many things, wicked ways in all of us. We all are just calibrated a little differently in what those wicked ways for us are. For one person, it can be one thing, and for the next, it's that person doesn't struggle with that at all, but it's completely something else, but it's still a wicked way, and we've got to try to turn from that. And with having the Holy Spirit, that's, we seek His face and we pray, and when we're trying to turn and make things right, we do get the help that we need. God meets us when we ask Him and helps us turn from those things that we struggle with. Again, like you said, progress, you know, it's not always. Some people get delivered instantly from a sin when they repent and they don't struggle with it anymore. But a lot of times it might fade. Some of that temptation for those wicked ways might fade over time, yeah. But
or it might come and go, and mm-hmm. everyone's sanctification walk looks differently.
Yes,
it so does. It's just, I think that's where grace really is supposed to come in that we're supposed to have grace for each other. You know, we're supposed to kindly correct each other when we see our brother or sister in Christ falling from God, but ultimately we need to make sure that we're not trying to impose our own will and our own, what God has kind of pulled us up on short. Can't talk today. impose what we have been, what's the word I'm looking for?
What we've been convicted of?
Yes. Like, what we've personally been convicted of, we need to make sure that we're not imposing that on somebody else.
That's right. I've had that happen a few times, and I'm like, hold up now. Like, God may have revealed something to you, Jenny, for something that he wants in your life and for you to do, and something that he's asked of you. But if it's not a very clear-cut biblical principle of God saying this is okay, this is not okay, if it's just a situational thing for you, that's not fair to say, hey, Catherine, I think you need to do this too, because God told me that this was, I mean, I'm never going to argue what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. That's not my place. But it's also not, and this is a hypothetical situation, this did not actually happen, but it's not, I don't.
Yeah. I think ultimately we get excited, and I've seen people do this, they get excited about something that the Holy Spirit's revealed, and maybe the people around you aren't there yet.
Yeah.
Or they're trying to work on something else, so they're not necessarily, you know, everyone's not in the same spot, so we need to calm down a little bit, even though it's very exciting when the Holy Spirit, like, reveals the next step or the deeper level. It's not for everyone. Like, everyone else's deeper level looks differently than yours, because that might not be a sin issue for them.
That's exactly
that
right.
Might not be where they're faltering, or they might not be there yet. Who the heck knows? Everyone's walk looks differently.
Yes, I totally agree. I do love that as we do pray and seek God's face and work through our lives to look more like him, he says, I will hear and I will forgive you and I will heal your land. So heal the land. I think if any time we need some land healing, it's right now. In just in our country, there's so much upheaval and unrest, and there's a lot of chaos and there's a lot of division, and that can be remedied. And this is what God asks of us, and he's giving this instruction to his people. He's not giving this instruction to the lost and to the wayward people out there. He's talking to us, his children. And if we are all doing this, if we're all collectively working out this journey and this relationship, he says he'll heal our land, and that would be a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, it definitely would. Though it does go to show you that us humans, I don't know, we don't really learn, do we? This was written how many thousands of years ago?
If you look through history too, you'll see where
we come and go.
We come and go, yeah. And revival happens. It's something that truly does happen.
Yes, yes, it does.
And it starts with us. It starts with those of us who are believers. It just,
very true. Yeah. So the challenge this week is, are you seeking God's face? Are you praying? And are you turning from your wicked ways?
We're so glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all the new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.